agenda tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Guess what?
Can we guess what they might be?
No, no. Prizes.
No prizes. No. So you might as well have a pop at it. Well, I suppose we ought to look at the marriage thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably ought to look at groups. So, did everybody see what Mike posted on Slack today?
Yes.
Today?
Yes.
Did everybody see what was posted on Slack before in relation to the marriage contract and the vows and all that stuff?
Yes.
We've seen that. So everybody's done their vows.
Mm-hmm.
So Jo's seen it because she got it there.
I printed it out.
Just printed it.
I haven't really read it.
Joint vows or mounting vows?
I was going to say, do we want to print off that document that Jo's done one of so that we can all go through it?
She
just put them all for us anyway.
Yeah. I did it at home, so I need everybody. Oh. I haven't. Oh, that's
what we
write.
Okay. Would you like some coffee each then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, everybody's got it, haven't we?
What is it exactly that you're giving back?
Just a sort of draft format of what we might do, or what we might do in the ceremony.
I'll do that
not
back to back.
Not the whole. Save paper.
Right. Trip hazard. Whilst we're waiting for that, has anybody thought any more about the actual ceremony itself? And what has anybody got any insight, any revelation?
Or the whole evening as well, that encompasses the ceremony.
That's what I meant, yes. Well,
yeah, generally what we're thinking about.
For a while that we need to start at 7 o'clock. I know it's a bit random. Oops, sorry. So I thought we need to have a share meal as we're talking about relationship and we eat in relationship, which is also biblical. Maybe a short time to reflect before the ceremony after we've eaten. So maybe some sort of quiet time, stepping in time, that kind of thing, although I would anticipate that most people here would have got their everything sort of like, last minute marriage jitters. And then surrender ketubah, put the altar or cross, whatever you feel. Ceremony itself, exchanging vows, and celebrate and continue and be open to what God says to do after. Felt that there would be a blessing, basically give us a blessing on the marriage and possibly break bread.
Yeah. I would certainly throw in an activation in on that one after the ceremony to actually go and engage and
see what God's saying, but
consummation of it, whatever that comes to people. The thing is the time scale. If we're going to sort of end up worshipping into the new year, then working backwards, when would the ceremony be? Because it's not actually like a huge long thing. No, it's sort of like
it's just like one line on that page.
What did I miss?
Mine's on the same page.
Freedom, choice,
you can use that to write your vows on. But if everyone's got that, it would be handy that they just sent an email or put on Slack or something.
Yes, I think they have them.
There's not? No. Can I send them to your mum now?
Yeah, please. So I couldn't actually, it wouldn't, so if you can't open this document, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, I had the first time.
I've opened it.
Then it goes, if you carry on with it, and it says, are you sure you want to open this document?
Yeah, and I wasn't.
Oh. It did that for you, and then
it's like, well, do I really want to open this document if there's a problem with it?
No.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
It always comes up like that from you.
Yeah, I know. I do it in Word. I do it in Word, and then it changed it to an XML document. I have no idea how it does that when you put it into Slack, or why it does that.
How are you putting it into Slack?
Just sharing it from my Word document.
Yeah, but if you go into Slack and say upload, then it will upload from your computer. It won't do that. It will upload in the format that it's there.
Doc.
Okay.
It's obviously recognising something about Slack that it thinks it needs to put it in like that.
Yeah.
So go to Slack first and upload it. That'll solve that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. You were saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
From midnight working backwards.
All right. Yeah. I mean, if we're looking to worship to the new year and then whatever, and we then have an activation, then we have the ceremony, communion, reflection, where we pitch the different bits. We'll be thinking about it. How long do we want to do each bit for?
Are we thinking of eating?
7 o'clock, apparently.
Sorry, you missed that bit.
Oh, yeah, what have I missed?
Yeah, you've missed 7 o'clock.
Oh, can I? Oh, thank you.
You said that this is just what I received. Obviously, it's open for us to talk about it. Starting at 7, have a meal, like a family meal, clear out. Maybe leave the food out for people to nibble on throughout the evening, because it could be a long night. Who knows? God might keep us there till 5 o'clock in the morning or beyond. Could be. Then have a short time or some time to reflect before the ceremony. Surrender our ketubas, either on the altar or the cross. Have a ceremony itself. Exchanging vows, because we're. Or do we break that up to do exchanging vows in terms from a mountain perspective? Or would they all be on one sheet?
Well, they can be on one sheet but with headings, in a sense. I mean, ideally, if when we do it, we can put it up on the screen, then people can say what needs to be said, you know, following. Yeah, right. So it's like, you know, because either we've got to do it corporately or someone's got to represent us, so it's better to actually give everyone opportunity of saying the words that need to be said. It's just who's going to do the sort of the bit, you know, the sort of we're here for this and now, and God says this, and we're going to say this, or whatever. So we need sort of a.
Well, obviously, Jesus is coming to
do that. No, Jesus is the group.
Yeah, no, he won't.
He can't officiate.
Father might do it.
Father and all Holy Spirit, or an angel will appear, because obviously you need to be partaking in it.
Master of ceremonies.
And then followed by celebration.
Yeah, I think it's important that we activate it, as in. Once we've actually committed the ceremony and we've now engaged, we want an opportunity for whatever that means, corporately, individually, to experience something.
Yeah. I did put down here about his blessing on the marriage, which I think probably would be at that point.
Yeah. Because essentially, you know, what is consummation? Well, you know, that is, again, under the covering of the presence of God. That we enter into the presence and engage in intimacy. at that point, you know, what will happen with individuals or what God might do or say at that point. You know, it's like, no, don't know, do we?
Would we like a hooper?
Like a
hooper?
You volunteering to make one?
Hmm.
Cool.
Well, I've got a what are you gang. Thinking?
You've got a little gang.
What are you thinking about the whole room?
When,
or just
no,
the bit
no, just
where
a
like
bit.
We put a table or something?
Because I heard,
we,
yeah, the table was coming up.
Well, that's one suggestion. We could do that.
I heard that. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen.
Anyway, merch.
What did you
hear? Yeah, made Graham have to clear all his stuff.
The white table.
Stuff. I won't say anything else.
Stuff.
Yeah. We'll give him a few stacker boxes. He'll be fine.
But Regina and Phil have got some 2-metre-long bamboo poles. So we sort of had a look on Sunday whether somehow they could be hung from the ceiling. So if you've got 2 poles, and we had a look in the cupboard for the white fabric. There's loads of white fabric in there. It's 2 metres wide. Uh-huh. So you
so
could
what are the poles for? What, to sort of like have a like a sort of a tunnel?
I don't know.
I was thinking you just hang it from the ceiling.
Yeah, but you need something to hang it from.
Yeah.
If you had the poles and somehow
just
straight
it
down there and then below
tiles.
And then
no.
No.
It won't anyway.
It won't hold.
He wants to hang it
from
the ceiling.
This is part of my perspective here. There's the centre bit of the ceiling, sort of.
Like that. Oh, right, now
yeah,
I see.
Okay. So then if you've got 2 poles here across the middle bit of the ceiling that are 2 metres, and then you can, on a cross section, it would be across like that. You could have, like, poles on that corner, poles on that corner, and down. That's the middle, the centre bit where it would be hung, but then you could actually fix it to the tiles further out like that and just have a tiny bit down. And I think Joe Hill's had pictures of ribbons and stuff like that, so you could actually even do some ribbons like that. Twisty.
Yeah, I think you're specifically banned from this activity.
There he's gone.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be the one with the ladder, Mike.
That's far too safe. He's usually on a swivelly chair. There's no risk. He's not playing.
Let the team do it.
Right.
Well, whoever wants to be on the team.
So who got on your team so far?
You had a team.
Well, if you have an idea,
team Joe,
then
team
we'll go for it.
Well, Jean said she would help. I was going to speak to Joe on Sunday, but.
Because
she wasn't
what?
There, so
when is it? It's on a Saturday night.
Yeah, so we could do something on the Saturday. Set something up.
Because we're open on the Friday.
Yeah.
We're not planning to meet on the Sunday morning, though, are we?
Didn't you announce that?
No.
You did.
I didn't say we weren't meeting.
Not
on
this
Sunday
week.
Morning.
We did the week before. Yeah, we did the week before.
Well, we could have a look, but it depends what way you want it to face as well.
So then you're what? The poles will be on the floor?
No.
Going up?
Yes.
No,
like
no, they'll
this.
Be going that way.
Yes. So
don't
parallel with the ceiling.
You don't need to know.
Okay.
You just
parallel
just
with the ceiling, like this.
Like
me, I'm 2 poles.
Yeah. Like a stretcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is like.
Yeah, well, I'm not seeing it quite.
Imagine a stretcher.
No, it doesn't matter.
I see.
It could be nice, pleasantly surprised.
So we've got the fabric. Becky, you said you had ribbons, didn't you? I don't know if Jo has, but I could chat to her.
I've got lots of different colours. Different colours.
Maybe flowers. Do we need any flowers?
We've still got our wedding flowers. I can get them from Ian and Anne. Get them to bring them in.
We can make toilet roll flowers.
Or we could buy fresh ones.
Or we could just forget about flowers.
No,
it's a wedding.
It's a wedding.
Right.
We didn't have any flowers in Jewish weddings.
We're not Jewish.
We're actually not Jewish. Yes, we're just kidding.
Yeah, the whole ketubah hooper was coming from that perspective.
We're going to have a cake.
It can come from that perspective. With flowers.
Oh, now we're into a cake.
Oh, now we're into a
fruit
cake.
Yeah.
It's making the fruit cake. I'm all right.
I said, who is making the cake? I didn't volunteer you.
No. I'm not wearing a suit and tux. No. Definitely not. It's not about the outward form.
We all got to come like the go to nativity, you know. backgrounds and long prop
sheets and tea towels.
Sheets, yeah, tea towels. Like,
dressing gown ribbons around.
Yes,
around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. It's going to work.
I'd right. struggle because yeah, I'm
you're
not dressing gown.
You've given us permission to do this.
I'm
a donkey.
You can get a third lobster.
Or you can sit on a sheet. Yeah, you can sit on a sheet. I'm sure Graham can probably get a sheet. Or Karen can bring one in. You know. Yeah, we'll have the whole nativity scene.
There we go.
Nothing to do with Christmas, of course.
There goes your 5-star rating.
Yeah.
Right. So, back to sanity now. So we're going to have a hooper with a hooper team. We're going to sort it all out.
Super hooper team.
I can see this one's going to run and run. This is just going to run. Okay. So the super hooper troopers.
Dave would have come up with an analogy like that.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, he would have.
Okay, I know.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so we have some sort of tent then.
It needs some fragrance as well.
Yeah. Oh, you can bring a thing.
Bring a thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
flowers.
I wouldn't. You can't have incense because it'll set off the fire alarms.
No. Oil stone.
It's only the burning.
I'm just pointing out it could be a problem. Risk that, Dave. Risk assessment. Oh, you're not here.
We just risk assessed that. Likelihood of setting a fire alarm using essential oils.
Nil.
Using real incense, probably about 100%. So we won't go with that. We'll go with oils. They used to have oils and perfume and fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
Surely.
I think so.
With what's a smelly groom or smelly bride.
Frankincense on her? Oils.
Frankincense is incense.
That into the table.
No, it's oil. There is no frankincense oil.
No, would
yeah.
they have been oils?
They probably would have been resin in those days.
Yeah, frankincense would have been resin.
Well, what did Mary drop on Jesus' feet? That's perfume.
That was not perfume, yeah.
That's
yeah.
probably
yeah.
oil,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah. Like a liquid, didn't it?
From an alabaster jar.
That's what we need.
Oh, an alabaster jar.
Okay, so
right. So now we've done the decorating. We've yeah. still got the green time frame.
Main event.
Yeah.
No,
if
you know.
Is that smashing plates?
That's green.
Oh, shame.
We haven't got enough plates to smash. Let's do
that. I'm sure he must have something like that.
Well, they carry the groom around on a chair, don't they?
That'll
be fun.
This week, isn't it?
Well, nice.
You're going to have
your
caps on.
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas cracker hats.
Yeah.
So if we're considering doing communion, how do we do that? Because obviously at the moment it's a whenever you want.
Yeah.
Which probably wouldn't work in a if we're going to do it together.
To
and do we actually, because the communion meal was what they did after, not before.
Mm-hmm.
So would we then do that after and then activate that? And then we'd have to think of how we did it, because we don't have the little cups and the... What does Ian Clayton call it?
Don't do a Eucharist.
Nip and a sip.
I've got a silver goblet.
I've got lots of silver goblets.
But then that would involve passing it around,
germs,
all that way. I mean, you can buy little things. What you can buy is a little communion thing.
Shot glasses.
A wafer in a little pot.
Mm-hmm.
A wafer in a pot?
Yeah, well, when you peel back the lid, it's got a wafer, then you peel back the thing and you have both of them in this little pot.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You can actually buy them.
Is it wine, though?
Dairyly Dunkers.
Is it wine?
No. Well, yeah, whatever you want to buy. The one I have is not wine, it's some sort of purple-looking stuff.
Where have you left it?
That doesn't sound appealing.
No.
Various places around the world, you know.
I think we need a nice fresh loaf of bread and some port.
Alcohol-free port.
And a bit of cheese on the side.
Essentially, if we're going to do it together, it would be good to do it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still can.
But could we not hold on to it?
If you could do, but then you still have to have something to be able to drink You could dip it, I suppose, and then take it back.
You could have it in the middle and we just stand in a circle and go into the middle and take it in turns to dunk the bread and eat it.
Or dunk it and go back and do it together.
Your drippy
just
bit of bread.
Yeah.
Or you could actually have little cups of stuff and everybody just has a little bit.
Yeah, everybody has their own little
shot glasses, can't you? Like plastic shot glasses.
Yeah. Or real shot glasses or real
shot.
No.
When you get home.
Yeah, champagne's when you get home as well.
So we need to sort out some way of doing that.
Is it grape juice, or is that too close to one?
No, it's grape juice, isn't it? Grape juice is non-alcoholic.
Where would you get it?
It doesn't really matter, it's a symbol, isn't it? So.
Grape juice, Lidl to red grape juice.
As opposed to Schlö.
Yeah.
Sure as fizzy.
You just get it in a carton, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, candy.
Yeah. And so we could have the waitress bring it out, all the already poured glasses.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a nice 11
bro. All right, so if we're going to do an activation, have we got any appropriate music?
Here comes a bride.
Benita's got quite
shall I ask Sam to do a rendition of Here Comes the Bride?
Wow.
Don't think
only
so.
If he does it Hendrix style.
Okay. So you reckon you've got that album or something, Benita or whatever.
Benita's album
put in the background or something?
Yeah.
Okay, can do that.
Failing that, we can use some iron Audi or something.
So, looking backwards, have you got a full band or a band?
We have some.
Some?
Some have committed. I think most have committed.
Yeah, Nick's the only one I don't know.
Nick's the only one I don't know about, yeah, exactly. I think everybody else should be around.
So, how long do you want to...
How long have we got?
Well, depends where we start and work back from.
Depends where we finish.
Yeah, well... So what? So I mean, would you want to look at 11 o'clock start for that?
Okay.
Then we could have half an hour of activation. Mm-hmm. Half past 10.
Yeah.
Then we're looking at somewhere between 9:45, 10 o'clock to actually do the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And well, no, let's go back and say Corvin had to do the communion. You know, which leads into the activation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking somewhere around 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And that would leave half an hour, or do you want half an hour for reflection? Is that long? People struggle with half an hour.
Yes.
Just a quarter of an hour reflection.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch it.
Then you're looking really at sort of 7 till
8:30
or something by the time you cleared up.
Mm.
So that's quarter to 9 o'clock,
9:30. Yeah.
You start
eating
at 7. Yeah.
Hmm?
But that assumes that people get there.
Yeah, that's pretty unlikely, isn't it?
Yeah, so you may not be eating before 7:30, really.
No. But that's fine, isn't it? You know, it's quite...
It's okay.
So are we talking a meal? Are we talking...
Bring and share, I think, maybe. Yeah. But it depends what other people feel. I didn't get any major and clear direction on that.
I quite liked it when we did hot food that time.
Mm-hmm.
For Wednesday evening, bring and share.
Yeah,
so that was just more interesting food.
What was that? Chili or something?
Yeah, we did chilies and stew and
whatever.
Whoever's
got the vision gets the job. Is that it?
Spice for pudding.
You don't want me to have the vision when it comes to cooking.
No. Or your diet?
Or my diet? No. I'm a very frugal, won't it?
We've got bits of leaves.
Yeah, salad.
Okay, so, right, let's look at that. So then that, let's say we're 7:30, we're going on to sort of 8:30-ish for the food. Let's say 9:15 for the thing. Then we've got ceremony activation. So that would give us plenty of leeway, I think, wouldn't it? Well, there's any sort of rough guesstimation, but it sort of would then give that sort of plenty of time.
The times again, Mike. I didn't quite catch that.
If we think of sort of seven, well, yeah, let's say seven. Bother that to whenever we start to 8:30, sort of bit of time to clear up. Then we've sort of got like a bit of reflection from say 9:15 to 9:00. Then we have this Ketubah ceremony, the surrender going into the ceremony. That's sort of 9:30, 9:30, 9:45 to 10 maybe. So then you've got plenty of time to activate and then begin to engage at once. I think that would probably. Because as it happens, things sort of tend to move on a little bit by the time we get to it. That would give us plenty of time, I think.
Mm-hmm. Are we actually going to see that we are going to see the new year in as well?
Well, that's what we normally do.
Those who want to.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Normally we do that.
The window.
Yeah, we look out the window.
Why don't we have thunder and lightning this year? Last year, at one point.
Oh, that was the investiture for the mountains.
Every time you said something.
Yeah. That was good fun. Yes. Glorified voice in fire. Will you marry me?
Who knows what's going to happen? So, sorry, I've got up to 9 p.m.
Distraction then. We've moved on a lot since then.
If she's trying to write it, then.
So what are you up to?
9 p.m. surrender.
Yeah, Ketubah, you know, whatever that format takes. And we're going to do that individually as well as corporately, or are we just going to do it corporately? So that would that mean the reading? That's all quite long. We're going to read it out to surrender it, or are we just going to come and...
I was thinking we could all have, for the
their own bits, their own bit.
Have them all on like scrolls or scrolly type papers and just surrender them and put them on the table, rather than reading them all out, and then people can read them later at their leisure.
Better put them in the bowl.
The fire of the altar will come down.
It's scrolly type paper.
Scrolly type paper.
Sure, we can source some from somewhere.
Yeah, parchment, yellowy paper. Yeah, yellow. Just roll it up. It'll be scrolly,
isn't it? Yeah, yellowy paper. Burn the edges of fire.
And that would make it really authentic. Dave's got a stamp, hasn't he? Have we got some wax?
I've got a W. That's
it. Melbourne seal it with a lion, ox, and eagle on the net.
Sorry,
they
so
can't source that.
9 p.m. surrender Ketubah. What was after that?
Ceremony.
9:30.
9:30 ceremony.
To say 10-ish or 10:15, depending on how long it takes. By then, 10 is how many vows we've got. Then we're looking at least 36, wasn't it? Mm. Then essentially communion and activation.
How long do you want to do for an activation? How long do you want to do for an activation, roughly? Because I know obviously it depends on what God does.
If there's music and stuff in the background, I think half an hour would be probably long enough, but. Who knows? People might not come out of it.
Yes, we need a contingency plan if you're stuck, or if Nigel's stuck, or
Jeremy's
stuck.
Bill, iPod.
Yeah, just play the iPod.
Yeah, iPod contingency plan.
So after the activation, that takes us up to what, about 11:00?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, and then.
Celebrate.
Get the flags
in. Yeah. Where does communion come in then?
Communion comes in
after the ceremony.
After the ceremony.
Oh. So about 10.
And into 10, the activation. Cool. Right. So the actual thing itself, the actual ceremony, the words. This is obviously a draft, so anyone can add things into here. There's things you would think would be good to say in the context of the ceremony and various things. I mean, it's just, if you want to add anything in there, that's fine. obviously we're going to welcome the host of heaven and everyone else who's going to witness it. We have, in a sense, some statements for "Will you?" Mm-hmm. which we obviously need to respond to. Normally in that section it is a "we will" mm-hmm. rather than "we will have no other God before you," and we can do it that way if we want. If people want to, if we want to say each statement, it's not that many of them. Well,
just "we will," I think.
Yeah, just "we will." Mm-hmm. Then essentially then it's that what we then will say, "Will you, Lord?" Because we will then say the same. So I put a few things down that I would like to say, but it's like any other suggestions of things that we could put in there. Some of it is obviously the names of the compound names of Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever, in terms of, you know, banner, sanctifier, presence and all those things. But we can put anything we want in there. Well, not anything, but anything that's appropriate for what we will be asking Jesus to affirm. So I don't know if there are other things that you would like to add into that. If you have, let me know ASAP.
Will we all say it together?
Well, this is what we will be asking God to affirm. So we will probably read that out. Well, someone's going to read out these things, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we're
going to
say
together?
"We will." Well, I think it was decided to say "we will" rather mm-hmm. than to read each one out. Well, they will have to be read out because we need to respond. Mm-hmm. But normally in a wedding thing, the person responds to the list and
yeah.
says "I will." Later on, when you do the vows, that's when you say them. You know, because we're saying things. So is there anything like "Will you, Lord?" I mean, you can put anything in there that's something that we would be asking Jesus to commit to, in a sense. Well, think about it and get back to us.
This is quite all-encompassing, isn't it?
Well, I tried to fit as much as I could in there. But
will you protect us from the enemy's onslaughts? Will you protect us from the enemy's onslaughts? Because there's bound to be some.
Possibly. Oh. Will you protect the enemy from our onslaughts? No, you won't. No. Whatever. I mean, if you got anything, think just, you know, say it again. Email it to us and we can look at it and add it in. Mm-hmm. Then we've got the vows, which are what God has said. And then it'll be the vows that we are going to say. And that would be the vows from each of the mm-hmm. mountains and things. Mm-hmm. And what we said is sort of keep it to sort of three. Otherwise it could get really unwieldy.
Because we've got our... Yes, we're not going to go through the ketubas, are we? You know, we're just going to
mm-hmm. yeah, that would so take a long time, I think. Because it's on the basis of that ketuba that we've got this far, we're there. So when we've surrendered that ketuba, then that will be the agreed sort of contract for the marriage.
Are we doing that, bringing our own personal ketubas?
I think that's entirely up to people, if they like it. People want to, then I don't think there's any problem with doing that. Once we've said the vows, mm-hmm. then there's normally a sort of a I pronounce you thing. Mm. You
know. You may kiss the bride.
Yeah. Well, in a sense, that's yeah. what we would go into when we're taking you in an activation. Yeah. It's actually we're going into that place where, you know, we're going to go into a place of intimacy. With God. So, I mean, is everyone sort of okay with that general format? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, we could look at, you know, we could look up how they did marriage ceremonies in those days, but I don't think we're tied to that. This is us that he's asking us to marry him with us. So it's what we would want to work and in that relationship. So. Mm-hmm.
Will the Croskin boys come?
That would be very difficult to facilitate. Mm. And probably
unwelcome from their point of view.
Yeah, possibly, but I don't think they would necessarily understand or appreciate it anyway.
Mm. That's why I just wanted.
So they're getting to be involved by doing a play for us and a Christmas celebration for us. They feel they're giving something back that way, and they're involved that on the 23rd. So
are there any who are in the houses who are no longer actually on the programme who might want to participate?
We can ask them. They can participate. If they come anyway, it's up to them whether they want to or not.
I don't think so. I think they should have gone to programme.
Well, this is
Alan and Lewis and Gavin.
But I mean, obviously, if they're there on a Sunday and they hear that, like Jason or anyone like that,
I think Jason's.
He's probably the only one that I would think that would be good to encourage.
Who's the guy who works with Phil? Andy
King.
Because he comes and. I mean, we obviously just want to make sure that if they know that they're included in that, if they want to. Okay, look, any other practical details anyone's thought about or?
I guess we do need to decide about the meal, what the meal's going to look like, because we'll need to announce it on Sunday and organise it.
It'd be really nice to have one table, wouldn't it? I know it's probably really impractical. One table.
Top table.
Well, no, just like a table for us all to sit together. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice, but it's probably really impractical.
Very big.
We do tables for the Christmas meal. How many do we get on one of those?
Yeah,
we can find enough. Well, that's
all these, isn't it? Mm.
Well, it's next year all the
old out there. These tables?
It's all these. Mm.
And so many are coming.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 5.
You need an RSVP as to who's coming, so you can plan how many tables to set out.
Well, you could knock up an RSVP for Sunday morning, give people an invitation, actually, and ask them to respond. Then hopefully you would find out how many people are coming.
Or more immediately, you could just have a sheet with the people signing.
Well, you could, yeah. But, I mean, no, I'm being all sort of thing with that now.
But they'd only have one opportunity to respond,
wouldn't
they? So then you give it out next week.
You can email us. So I might, if you want to get a signed sheet.
No, it's for Monday, isn't it?
Problem if they want to sign a sheet and do it that way. Obviously, in terms of knowing who's coming, would be then you'd have an idea of what you're going to do food wise. Mm-hmm. I mean, how, you know, how easy would it be to knock up a pot of chilli for, or whatever you want to do, or then people could bring puddings or whatever. Would that be an easy way of doing it, or just finger food?
No, people bring hot food, people just bring what they want to do. Mm-hmm.
Some people will bring salad and stuff because that's sort of like
what they bring.
Yeah, but that's nice, isn't it?
Or what they eat.
If you said meals rather than sausage rolls.
Mm-hmm. Yes, bring something food merely to eat. Okay, yeah. Well,
he's going to do the notes. But you don't need to listen to anything.
Draft the notice carefully.
Yes, perhaps it
is. Is Joe around on Sunday, do we know?
I don't know. I haven't asked her, actually. Host? I was going to, but I haven't yet.
Host in, same
way. Who's not here?
It's not my turn. I'm not sure, but it's not my turn. Could do it from here, but I'm not sure.
So, we're going to give that notice out then. Someone is. So, we need to make sure that whoever's going to give it out has all the relevant facts and details.
Mm-hmm.
So, rather than passing that on to Joe, who isn't here and doesn't have the details, it would probably be better if someone here did it.
Raz did it.
Well, it would, wouldn't it? Because it's just, it would make much more sense because you know what you want to say. Well,
you're not expecting people to bring enough for everybody. If they
just bring
sort of 4 to 6.
Yeah,
and you just have a bit of everything anyway.
Yeah. 26. Four. Yeah.
So are we doing a sheet with people's names on them?
Yes.
It'd probably be best to pass a scroll around people's names.
A scroll. Who's going to do that now?
He's really good at admin.
Becky. It's only a matter of putting, are you coming on the top or something, isn't it? Or whatever. Please sign your names if you intend coming on the 31st.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Because if your name's not down,
you're not coming in.
Put the bouncer on the door. We do need to think of if anyone does come, because actually this isn't like, oh, we're going to let it all in sundry in.
Well, we probably just need to have a doorman.
Yeah.
Keep it locked.
Add a sign on the door that says it's private function.
And put a sign even on the door.
Yeah.
We can't lock it, really, but we can keep the maglock on.
Yeah.
Maglock on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just put private.
Yeah, right.
But if you have somebody downstairs
mm-hmm.
for sort of like half an hour or whatever, just mm-hmm. let people in mm-hmm. who are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whose names are on the list?
Yeah. Yeah. Names not down.
In the lamp for the month.
Yeah. People do have a habit of sort of turning up.
Mm-hmm.
Gate crashing, really.
Yeah.
Is
yes.
There's even movies about it.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I guess what we really need to know is anybody who is a member of the church, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Does that include people who come like only once a month or so?
Who are you thinking of?
Tamara and Brad.
Well, they have considered themselves part of the church, but they've never really gone through any belonging. And they haven't been here for quite a while.
No, they haven't been here for a fair
few
weeks.
How would they hear about it?
We haven't seen
them. If they come on, if they come this Sunday and they hear about it.
Well, we've said in the notice, if you consider yourself.
Mm.
So, if they do, that would include them, even though they're not. They haven't necessarily gone through all those things.
But if they feel that they belong,
then
they, you know, they want to actually be involved, then I guess that's...
So, is it a wedding with no children? Sorry. Yes, you can come, but leave your kids at home.
Mm-hmm. We had a wedding like that.
Yeah, they do. People do.
Yeah, we'll put them in the back somewhere to go see.
I wouldn't refer it to yours. But, it's like, but yeah, I mean, if they, yeah, essentially, if they come on Sunday and they hear the notice,
mm-hmm.
then yeah. they're unlikely to hear the notice because they never turn up
yeah.
at times to hear the notices, even when they do come. But I don't think we should actually reach out and tell them
no.
because I think no. they may tell other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, like, you know.
If they were interested, there's an awful lot they'd need to do before then anyway, because they'd need to understand what it is.
Yeah, mm. yeah.
It's not the sort of thing you just turn up to and mm-hmm. not know what you're doing, is it, mm. really?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So do you think we should be encouraging, I know we've talked about the Katuba, but do you think we should just be reminding people that if they want to write some things, just to consider it, even if they don't know how to start, just to consider it? So
well, I know, it's not a requirement, because it's the church, it's a church corporate thing, it's not an individual marriage, although as part of the church mm-hmm. we're individuals that we're committed to this,
mm-hmm.
On the basis of the church ketubah, not an individual ketubah. But you know,
if some people are going to bring their personal ketubahs, yeah. then it probably be as well to tell everyone that
they can
do that.
Yeah, just can. But that's simply all it needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
There will be an opportunity of surrendering a ketubah personally. We are going to do it corporately if you want.
Yeah,
but simple also as that. And it's not required. You know.
But they understand that if they're not sure what that is, but they feel stirred to mm-hmm. ask somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just think it might get people in the mindset for it.
Yeah. But I mean, in a sense, everyone who is here regularly on a Sunday
mm-hmm.
actually has heard it
mm-hmm.
a number of times in different yeah. ways, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people don't take it on board until it's, like, imminent
mm-hmm.
for them.
And it's personal, so if they, if you say, why don't you consider what you feel that you want to ask God for and what you're going to give to God,
mm-hmm.
just say it like, you can say it simply, just, you know, they may say, I want to love you with all my heart, but at least they've thought about it and they've got into that mindset of, I'm giving something and I'm expecting God to give me mm-hmm. something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's no problem saying that we are, they're all the opportunity of bringing your personal ketubah if you want to. I mean,
what do you
You can host.
Would you mind hosting? Thank you. You can sit down.
So didn't you realise that you were signed up for that job a few minutes ago?
I thought I was just doing the notices about the food.
No, you've got the whole encompassing job.
Because yeah. you're brilliant and amazing.
You are, you're very good.
That was called the assumptive cell.
Yeah. yeah. Okay. That's classic.
I knew it before I got here.
If he just stuck with the first 2 minutes, it would have been fine. He didn't really need to go into Tyrone Power as the Indian Maharaja of Randipur. Although I do remember it now.
You can hear it. It was class. It was Mick at his best.
Yeah. Tyrone Power.
I see playing. Do testaments with other people. I'm like, why does he not do it like that with me? Why? I cursed myself. Yeah. No, but I've seen him do brevity.
Oh, really? I don't think I
have.
No. I don't think I ever have.
It seems
to be
great.
Yeah, relative.
Relative.
So it's a relative thing with Mick.
The first two minutes would have been good.
Just needed to stop
there.
Tread on his toes.
Thanks, Mick.
Because even though he went into the movie, no one really had a clue why the movie had anything to do with us having a destiny, really, other than, oh, he was enthroned, I suppose. But his wife died.
It was about choice,
wasn't it? It's like, the big thing, where does that fit into the story of us having an inheritance? It's like, oh, Jesus died, I suppose. It's just like, okay, we're going to have this in that. I was sitting there with my mind going around, how do I fit any of this into what he's trying to say? Smiling. Myself. But he is so funny. But I thought it was excellent that he heard God tell him about his issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
Which I thought, well, it was great. And he actually got up and said it, which is also good. So from that perspective, it's good.
So that's what it was about.
I remember the second half wasn't completely
unrelated. No, it was. The second part was sort of unrelated to that, yes.
Blessing.
Repent.
Yeah, okay.
Don't encourage
you. Stone him later.
No, I didn't.
We obviously encouraged him greatly.
When I obviously when he like said when he detected the Scott Sheldon stuff, I challenged him on something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good, that bit. Yeah. It's just the X bit was really just...
If he says, I'm not sure whether to share or not, I'll say, no, I don't think she is.
Or just tell me and I'll paraphrase.
Yeah.
I'll summarise.
Yeah. We've done that before, actually. I've asked him to tell me and it was really excellent. I'm like, fine, yeah, share that because that's really excellent. He stands up and says,
all sorts.
Goop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but what are you talking about?
Yeah, and that wasn't it. Yeah. I mean, he Facebooked me this week. Well, last week, and he sort of, it was this thing, and I read it, but, what? And then, like, a few minutes later, he said, and just to clarify what I meant, yeah. Ah, okay, yeah, now I get it. Yeah.
It's the way he said, oh, we've got plenty of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Mike.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, well, if there's nothing else on that, we'll try and pull that together into a...
Just clarify something.
Yeah.
You said somebody has to...
Oh, right, yeah.
Officiate.
Who's gonna do that? Who wants to actually officiate?
Who wants to be the MC?
No,
Minister.
Minister. Who wants to minister?
Yeah, well, Deb's done it before, so... Yeah. Thank you, recall.
She has it all, honey. You and Mike and Maggie and Dave.
I'm happy to do it, but it's like I wouldn't want to do it if someone else felt that God wanted them to do it. Ask God. I mean, and if he says to do it, then...
So we have a vacancy.
For an officiator?
For an minister.
Because essentially, it's just it will be reading the things out that need a response, essentially. And then the things will all be on the board, so people on the screen, so people can also see them. When it comes to saying Minister TBC.
So how do we want people to respond to that if they feel that yes, they chose? Because obviously we're not going to have a meeting before then,
no,
are we?
Just let us know. Yeah. And if it's like three people, then they can each do a beach. I'm smiling. Right.
What's that?
So, action points, everyone's emailing their vows. Mm-hmm. And anything else they want to add into the general thing. Mm-hmm.
When you say email, do you mean put on Slack?
No. Well, either. Okay. I personally prefer emails, but it's like...
Who would you like email?
I would like an email, but yeah. I can download it from Slack, so... But I obviously...
So is that Mike at Freedom...
.org. Or any of the... I mean,
or anything
whatever
else.
Email that I've got. Yeah, they all go to the same box. I see them all.
Is somebody coordinating all the mountain katubas to print off? And not that I'm offering my services, because I've got nowhere to print them.
All the mountain katubas are actually on the joint katuba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're
in
a big thing on the document.
They're already
Slack.
On there.
So
it'll be printed off as well. It will be printed off.
Okay.
You changed ours.
Yes, you did change it.
I have, so.
Well, you've got access to the joint document, haven't you, on Google Docs?
Just change it.
So if you just go in and change it, it's a live change. So as soon as you've done it, it's done. Yeah.
I've just made it clearer so I could simply read it. Because I make it simple, and I need it simple.
Simple's good.
That's fine.
And we have some input.
Is there a place on Slack for them to go? Sorry, I'm not quite sure. Where
on
the katubas?
Oh, the katubas. They're on Google Docs. Google. So if your Google Mail, if you sign into it, it will come up with this joint document that you've got access to, and it's the corporate katuba, and the Freedom Mountains got and the Exchange have put their software, I think. I think everybody has, haven't they?
You signed up to Gmail?
No, I'm
I
not.
I don't think we've sent ours in from the exchange. Could you look? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because we've just reviewed ours for Freedom 19 as well, so, and changed it a lot in the height of new things.
Okay. Well,
I don't know when, but some meeting previously, we were asked as mountains to go and see if there's anything that we needed to do.
Yes.
In preparation for the wedding ceremony.
Yep.
We did a court case that we put on Slack. I don't know if anybody saw it.
Oh,
I saw it.
Brought that, didn't he? From. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't
yes.
open it, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was meant to post something into Slack about the engagement ring. Which would be
put it on Slack anyway.
Yes. I can't remember if I put it in the 12 or the good news.
But the Cthulhu thing is a is a different thing from Slack.
No, it's not on there, Hazel. Oh, the Freedom one is. But
The Freedom one needs to be changed anyway.
It's okay. If you don't know how to get on there, if you email it to me and I'll cut and paste it and put it in.
That would be ideal. Mm-hmm.
Is that all right? And Alice, the Harmony one is on here, yes.
When do you need it by?
As soon as possible. Quite quickly, I think, because we're not meeting.
Until the meeting.
Yeah, we won't be meeting corporately. We'll be meeting tomorrow and next week, so. As soon as you can, really. Do you have it?
Well, we... Ish. Yes, it's more of an ish.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But I just wondered what kind of time we've got to get it done to you. So.
Well...
End of the week?
Sorry?
End of the week, okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine, yeah. And then I'll just put it into the main document. We can discuss what we're going to do with it tomorrow, can't we?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I'll email you the Freedom one as well.
Okay, and I'll update that. Deb, yours says draft on here, good news, sorry,
yeah,
Emma. Good news, one says draft. You've updated it, so if you're happy to go in and do it, that's fine.
Do you know how to get onto it?
No.
Okay. I think, unless you've got the original link, I don't think you can get onto it.
Onto the drive?
No.
Can you not?
No. Well, because it's not on. Whose drive is it on?
Well, it's online.
I think it's on your drive.
Yeah, no,
but unless someone's got the link to that drive, they would never know how to do it. So you sent an email out with the original link.
It's got shared with, Journal 12 others.
Yeah, but that's sharing is an email with the link.
Yes.
And if anyone's forgotten the link, they would have a clue how to get on there. Because I had to go and search for the link last time I went on it.
Mm. I had to say, actually, because you sent it. It was sent to my Freedom Arkham, which I never knew.
Was it?
Yeah. So probably best to email it in.
If you just email it to me, I'll
email you that then, and I'll other bell.
Yeah, with the vows.
So I'll send you that with the vows are on the same page for Freedom Mountain.
That's fine. Yeah.
And at the bottom, so we'll do the same for the exchange as well.
Okay.
I mean, Jason's testimony, which was really good, actually leads right into the whole thing of groups, because what he was saying is, oh, wouldn't it be good if we had a group like that?
Yep.
And in fact, I was thinking, yes, it would. And yes, we will. So we do need to think about several things. A date when we're going to start those groups. The brochures for each of the mountains, and are they ready? And then how we actually present people with the opportunity to choose, and so that they can actually take those brochures and use them. How are we going to do that? Are we going to do that on a Sunday? Are we going to do that as a sharing about it and then encouraging people? We're just going to give everyone the brochures, and we've got to find a way of then soliciting a choice, which they, will, they can actually tell us about. So has everyone got a brochure?
Yep.
There's water.
I haven't.
There's not much in there.
Health bulletin hasn't, not yet.
And they all, are they all pretty in pink?
Or? Yeah.
And
oh, that's very pink.
Oh, yeah, let's see, there's another pink one over there. Okay. So, say we have them all. What's the best way of letting people get them? Do we need to then, everyone share something briefly and then let people have the brochures? So it isn't just a piece of paper, but people's heart behind it. Which would obviously need to be a actual time of doing that.
Speed dating.
I was going to say speed dating. I'm just thinking
yeah.
Speed dating.
Yeah, come around. It's like, okay, you can go around. Yeah, well, we could do that.
Well, you
could
have like little stalls, not stalls, but just areas where each mountain is represented. People can come and look at the approaches and talk to people.
They could. That's something we could definitely do. Last time I did a speed dating thing here, I used the panic alarm to.
Okay, so I remember that was a bit shocking.
Ah, move now!
Like, people were traumatised.
They were.
To calm down.
Screeching stuff. Yeah. Yeah, well, they were so much making so much racket, they didn't hear a ping. But we do have a ping, so we could do something like that and encourage people to go to each area and chat, and then pick up a brochure. That would be, I think, would be a good thing to do.
I've still got all the speed dating stuff on my drive.
Have you?
Yeah.
Right.
Found it the other day.
It was all youth stuff, wasn't it? Wasn't it all too youth stuff, wasn't it?
It was youth.
But I think that would be a good thing, because then people can interact, and so we can sort of do that on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. When do we want to do that on a Sunday?
Speed date Sunday.
Yeah, I can see.
Free gift.
Yeah, free gift.
Giveaway, sweet gifts.
Yeah, if you join our group.
Cookies.
Yes, and Joe will be saying, "Eat puddings when we come to our group."
And blessing we get.
We'll just offer to pray for people.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that would be really good.
I'm going to do some therapies, you know.
So when do you want to do it? And when, obviously in light of, we need to do it and then have a date when people are going to then first start, we need to try and coordinate them. So that.
How about?
So are we going to just do it as Four Faces of God, or are we going to do it as...
No, I think we'll do it as... Well, we can have the things set out as the Four Faces, the groups in that Four Faces,
yeah.
but they'll obviously all be individual groups within that little spot. Good.
Do you want to do that on a Sunday morning?
Yeah.
What do you about the Crosscombe guys?
I don't know. The difficulty with doing another time is you don't get everyone there. The thing is, well, we could do for a week basically.
Tell them to go
or tell them to come later.
Do their own thing.
They could come later for the worship or whatever.
Well, it's not easy, is it?
Because you've got to organise that. So.
Yeah. But in one sense, it's like knowing what all of the things are about isn't a bad thing, is it? Mm-hmm. Even if they're, you know, because essentially Graham is running a group with them, themselves. You know, it's not that they haven't got something, because Graham's actually running a group with them. So, I mean, they would have an opportunity of seeing and getting more of an idea of what we're about in terms of the mountains and things.
Well, you wouldn't have to ask anyone if they weren't interested anyway, would they?
No. I mean, I wish... No.
You're going to have people who aren't at any one time. It's going to have to be spread out, so there may be people who are not, you know, could have the didn't want to, it wouldn't matter, would it?
Well, no.
Sorry,
so have that coffee on the table.
That was not
anyone tired.
Sorry,
you're
not saying anything. You haven't made a complete sentence.
If you have tables set out, then people aren't going to be at the same table at the same time.
There'd be floaters.
There'd be floaters. There'd be people who aren't doing anything particularly.
They might be in the snacks.
Yes.
Most tables are going to be occupied, it feels like, you know, because of so many people on mountains and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can all gaze at each other across the room.
But there will come a time when they leave Crosscombe anyway. And you would hope that they would feed into a group.
It wouldn't hurt them actually interacting if they wanted to, mm-hmm. and reading a brochure about what people's visions are for the mountains. I mean, it wouldn't matter. They don't want to disrupt it, are they? And in fact, actually, it would make it a bit
they'd
more...
be counted all week if they did that.
Yeah, but it would sort of be like, actually... Look
busier.
Look busier, yes. Yeah.
I don't feel very
rather than some poor mountain's like, well, no one's coming to our mountain store.
Well, we're happy to do it, and we're happy for them to be here. It's just how we handle it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would be happy for them to be here.
Yeah, I mean, whether they want me here is a different thing, but
that's irrelevant. If we tell them they got to, they got to.
I wouldn't go be comfortable saying you can't come because it's like...
Yeah.
Because you're not included.
Yeah.
Because we have a group for them. Yeah. You know, so... And in a sense, we can say, once you graduate mm-hmm. and you go into movement, you're very welcome to come and join a group.
Yeah.
Yep.
So think about it now, you know. Because that, I think, hopefully, would help them integrate and not want to go to Grosvenor. Although I can understand that they may not want to continue engaging with all the peers that are there, which potentially is problematic. So, you know, you can see why things like that happen.
And we're weird.
I think Jay's point about groups, though, is really important, because I think that helps to hold people, you know, in their walk with the Lord, as well as building relationships with people they wouldn't, like you said, not normally have, you know, sit down and talk to.
Yeah.
So
when are we going to do that? Beginning of January sometime?
8th of January.
8th of January? I mean, you know.
Yeah, pile in.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we have to be ready to do it on the 8th of January. So you all have to have thought up the different things you wanted to do.
And organise it.
Because essentially, all we need to do is pull a table out for each thing.
I'm not actually having a mountain meeting before the 8th of January.
Well, you'll have to communicate in the spirit. Don't you do that anyway? No?
Is there a list anywhere of all the mountains and which places they relate to?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Where will I find that?
It will be in the way the teaching we did in the week, you know, the church chat, which is posted.
Has that got just a list of the mountains?
Well,
that,
it's
like,
got,
you know,
well, it's within the slides.
Lion.
It's got them listed.
Do you know which folder it's listed in on Slack?
I think it's actually posted on the church website, isn't it? I think the church chat.
It is. I think so.
Yeah. But we can tell you now if you want to know.
Could you?
Yeah. Could do. Man.
Sorry.
Harmony.
Man is harmony.
Freedom. Sorry.
Good news.
Good news. And the seven is harmony. Is that one? Then you have the eagle, be freedom, FAR, and media. King, lion, you have enterprise and the exchange. And then bottom one,
ox,
you have
health
and
blessing.
Blessing, yeah.
And
there you go.
Thank you. Whatever comes after.
So it's the day. I mean, we don't have to do it that day if you want a bit more time, but we then need to coordinate it when we're actually going to start the groups.
We're actually meeting next Monday.
We could make it the 15th.
I think 15th probably gives people more time.
Recovery time.
Yeah.
Back from the honeymoon.
Two weeks off, isn't it?
So, okay, let's say we're going to do it on the 15th then. When are you actually going to look to start the groups?
16th.
Is that a commitment?
Well, we need people to decide.
Beginning of February?
Yeah, because that gives people a few weeks just to get their heads around it, doesn't it?
And then we can then, on the Sundays, collect up people's choices. Keep giving them a reminder to choose which group. Please choose me! Please choose me!
Now you go over there if you like.
Yeah, they're much better over there.
We'll be very interested in observing the body language in places when people come to there.
They'll come. I think I would like help with my brochure, please, anybody. It's all the content is there, but it just I don't like the look of it.
Well, you have a son who does it as well. So I'm sure they can sort it out with you.
He just needs colouring in. I can colour it in. You don't have to be coloured. Yeah, no, I don't like it. I like colour.
I think we're going to just send the information to Jeremy, and Jeremy will add a section and a paragraph.
Can I have that as a file, then I can do it.
Jeremy, I never want to see it ever again.
No offence. It says it won't come out right on my computer.
Okay, so we'll start beginning of February and we're going to 15th. Okay.
Solves that.
Good.
So, really, people on the faces,
the
three groups need to coordinate, don't
they?
They do. Outside an NUNA night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that'll
That's
be good.
Convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be really good if a group could meet in the day, but obviously it can't.
Well, it could if you could. Crack a door on 6 o'clock.
I just think it would be really...
For who?
The groups that they do in the day are really well attended, aren't they? It's not really practical at the moment, so I suppose maybe when they
see... It could be the exchange group could meet in the day, you see, with their enterprise. Where people will address.
No, I think practically you exclude people who work.
Eventually, maybe you could have a group. I think.
Eventually, anything's possible. I mean, there's enough people.
You need to establish groups first, and then go from there. Because then you can see, you can gauge with the people who are joining your groups what the best time is once you've got the group going.
So
we've been multiplied and it's been
Deb mentioned earlier about Sammy's question about what did we have to bring for the ketubah, the ceremony. Trish and I felt we did the law of fruitfulness.
Yeah.
And we felt that was for that evening.
Okay.
So it is on Slack, but if people would like to look at it and see if it needs altering, or I have got paper copies.
And what did you envisage?
I don't know. It was just we thought, well, if we did that, because it's for multiplication and increase.
Yeah.
And stepping into the new, don't actually know what sort we'd do with it, but.
Well, we have bits where things could be declared and decreed. We've got plenty of space. They could be declared and decreed before worship, they could be declared and decreed part of the activation, part of the surrendering. I mean, whenever you feel that it could be.
Would it need to be agreed though, by us all?
Well, yeah, we'd need to agree it, yeah. Which would mean agreeing it
soon.
Yeah, well,
this like is, now?
Yeah, like now, yeah.
Well, I have got copies. if we've got time.
We had some declarations that we felt for the...
I mean, declarations are obviously different from a law. Mm-hmm. I mean, declarations are made on the basis of the things we already established. So there's no problem if people feel, or mountains feel, they want to make a declaration that evening. It'd be great. Yeah, more than merrier than that.
Or if anything needs to be added.
No, I was just trying to work out whether there was a significance in 24/11/16, and then I realised it's probably the date you did it.
Oh, yes.
As there's no dots or lines, right? Okay, is this some cryptic
thing? Because we all understand numerology.
Yeah.
It's a short case.
Yeah. Has anyone got any comments? Things that aren't clear? Things that.
It's good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's nothing there that seems contentious. It's like all good stuff. Statement, you were authorised to allow increase and multiplication to flow through you to touch the hearts of the lost. What exactly do you mean by that?
Just thinking of setting this, the law, so that would allow the increase just from heavenly realms.
Of? Is it just need the last clause need to be in front of the first one? So you're authorised to touch people's hearts to produce increase in multiplication? Or are you saying that there is an increase in multiplication which then will touch people's hearts?
I see, yeah.
See what I mean? It's like the thing is, you know, you're authorised to touch people's hearts at the loss, and that will actually produce an increase in multiplication as a result of doing that.
I suppose... we were thinking probably it's the increase of multiplication in us that touch the hearts of loss. But if that doesn't make sense, you can turn it around.
Well, there's a thing with allow.
Yeah.
It's the verb allow, which is...
Okay. Well, I don't know. What do you think it should be?
Well, I was asking what you thought it should be.
Well, that's what we thought. Because it's your law, that's what we thought.
Authorised to...
Okay, so the increase in multiplication in us that flows through us would touch the hearts of the lost, but it would anyway, wouldn't it?
So do you mean you're authorised to increase and multiply in abundance for abundance to flow through and touch the hearts of the lost?
Yes.
It's the allow bit. I think it's like to allow.
Yeah.
Well, allow just gives permission without actually calling. You know, you're authorised to call, cause, administer, for.
You've got action and everything else. Yeah. This one's kind of a passive.
It's the action. Yeah.
So I just want to know, what did you mean by that?
What make you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so just to reword that then.
Authorised to... increase and multiply.
Yeah.
For abundance to flow through you to touch the heart of the lost. Does that sound right? If you write it down and then
you're authorised to increase and multiply for abundance to flow through you to touch the hearts of the lost.
Does that bring up?
For abundance or
it still doesn't work.
Well,
no,
whatever.
You are authorised to increase and multiply abundantly, or...
So that you can touch the hearts of the lost.
Yeah.
It depends whether it's the abundance.
Yes.
It's because it's a blessing mountain, and it's the abundance that will touch the heart of the lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, and it's so the increase in multiplication is in people.
Yeah.
To enable the lost to effectively see that abundance and be drawn to it. That's really what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not what it's
saying. Yeah, that's not what it's saying.
That's
kind of what it needs to say.
Yeah.
So you just need to rework that one.
Okay, yep.
Because in a sense, you're authorised to walk in the fullness of abundant prosperity... is really almost what you're saying again, but then that will cause that to reach the lost. In a sense, it's increase in multiplication or fullness of abundant are, in a sense, the same thing. Are they not? To increase and multiply or in multiplication, is that not the same as walking in the fullness of abundant prosperity? Which will essentially do the touching of the lost. I mean, it's just trying to clarify. You know.
So do we need that one in there really?
Well, I think you certainly need the bit to touch the heart of the lost.
You could put it on the end saying which will touch the heart of the lost.
All right.
Or along those lines.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that would probably work. Because I think increase in multiplication and the fullness of abundant prosperity are really the same thing, because you have to increase and multiply if you're going to be in abundant prosperity. I think it's good. It's something that those that are looking to engage people have the authorization to do so. In that context.
So do we want to, we're going to use this and it's for 31st, then we need to sort of authorise it now, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So essentially, Joe, you just need to take it to the Court of Chancellors, get it sealed, take it to the Court of Scribes, and it gets put into the statute book. That's the process. It's already there. If we agree it, it just needs taking into that.
So the Court of Chancellors to get it sealed.
Yeah, and the Court of Scribes to get it written in the records for us, into our statute book.
The full, when we did it last time, I typed it all out, and it's on in one of the mountain,
We can do it now. It's only a matter of stepping into that realm and doing it.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you meant you wanted Joe to do it.
Well, no, I mean, it's just like, it's Joe's law, so Joe can take it in there. We're witnesses to it, aren't we, in agreement?
Do I read it out as well?
You don't have to. Up to you. Whatever you feel led to do.
It'll be quick. Short and sharp.
Huh?
Is it short and sharp?
Yeah, well, we just have to step in and engage it and do it. And if you see anything or... then, you know, share that. That'd be good.
So, Father, just step in right now. All of us as the 12. And do you all come to the court with me?
Mm-hmm. We'll all follow. Yes. We're witnesses with you.
All right. Yeah, okay, thank you. We'll all come together and just step into the Chancellor's Court with this new law of fruitfulness that is already there. But I just thank you that you gave us a revelation for this, and we just step in to have it sealed. Just engage with the witnesses and the angels. And the atmosphere that is there. And thank you for sealing it. Just take it to the Court of Scribes. Have it written into the record books. And the law that comes from the heavenly realms, it will just be manifested through each one of us onto the earth. And we have your authority to walk in this law of fruitfulness.
I saw a whole load of angels excitedly waiting to be authorised to bring fruitfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all the mountains are just just use this. What I would see that this is a blessing, effectively, on the marriage, for it to be not barren but fruitful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it fits in well with. Appropriate. Because you know, I think when Nigel talked about the coming into this, it was very much for whatever the word is used, procreation.
Procreation.
Yes. Which was, you know, produce children effectively. So, and I think if any of the other mountains have things to declare, which are blessings, in a similar way, blessing the marriage by decreeing favour, all the things that you might feel, then that would be something we can do at the end of the ceremony. Because that's actually what does happen, isn't it?
Just quickly, when Joe did it, when it was stamped, or sealed, that's the word, sealed. Yeah. Well, actually, I saw it as, you know, like a sealing wax, that sort of seal.
Yeah.
I saw, like, there was this piece of paper in it, just suddenly, like, exploded with fruitfulness. And I saw Joe carrying it down this corridor with this thing just exploding, just, like, bursting out. And then when it was in the court of scribes, again, I saw it on this table, but I don't know if it was Levi or Aaron, but they came and put, like, you know, they wore things around the neck where he had this silver chain of pomegranates, so like little tiny pomegranates on a chain, and he put it on the law, and it sort of like became part of the law.
Okay. Well, pomegranates were some of the decoration for the tabernacle, were pomegranates.
Was a fruitfulness,
huh? Yeah. And pomegranates are got lots of seeds that will then, like, one pomegranate can release what, hundreds of seeds, and two then multiply effectively.
Mm. Can all step into heaven and eat those pomegranates?
So again, you know, if you've got that decoration, you know, to use, bring them. To use them as a blessing.
I saw the same thing as I saw in this way, that I saw the stamp and seal. And just then, as soon as that happened, I saw it. It was almost like undergirding the billionfold harvest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. So. Good. Very good. There you go.
Yeah. I saw angels with. barrels of provision, just like overflowing, just like lined up as far as the eye could see. Sort of like, it's like, you know, ready! Kind of, you know,
ready now!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game on.
Yeah.
Good. 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 Anything else? Done now.